This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
According to a survey by Aon, Malaysian salaries rose by 5.1% this year and is expected to jump to 5.3% next year. So faster than regional neighbours Singapore and Thailand, but slower than in Indonesia.
Median pay for engineering and technology are 14% higher on average, while those in technology such as cybersecurity and IT earned 12% more. Fresh engineering and high-tech grads enjoyed a 16% higher starting median pay than their peers in other functions. And across all industries, senior legal managers earned 20% more than the market average, whereas compensation for senior business development managers and strategic planners was 22% higher than the market average.
To talk more about this with us, we have on the line Rahul Chawla, Director and Head of Reward Solutions at Aon Malaysia, here with us. Thank you for joining us, Rahul. Now, the survey notes that wages in Malaysia are increasing faster than those in Singapore and Thailand, but slower than Indonesia. Why is that so? Is it because perhaps of a low base effect that we're seeing here?
It's a function of two factors. One is, like you rightly pointed out, that there's a base effect when it comes to compensation increases, and that's how globalization is impacting salary increases, right? So there is wage inflation in economies which are emerging and developing, like Indonesia, Thailand, and Malaysia. And Singapore is already classified as a developed economy, and wage structures are pretty high in these. So that is one factor which plays out when you're looking at year-on-year salary increases. The second is also how the economy is doing, and we've seen that wage inflation and salary increases is pretty tied into the GDP growth that we see in different countries. So if you see that Malaysia has had a very resilient economy in the last 1 year in spite of the macroeconomics that's impacting the world compared to Thailand, so we see a higher increase in Malaysia. Indonesia is typically an inflationary economy as well. Consumer price inflation is very high. So you will always see Indonesia having higher salary increases because the cost of living is increasing at a faster rate as well.
And Rahul, why are engineering and high-tech graduates seeing the higher end of the wage increases then?
A simple answer to that would be demand-supply. If you look at Malaysia, the economic construct, it's typically been an economy which is focused on manufacturing and a fair amount of GDP contribution is from the oil and gas sector. When we're moving into newer sectors like the digital and technology sectors, which is what is servicing the Industrial Revolution 4.0, these are jobs which are high demand and are low in supply. So if you look at fresh graduates, they'll always have a premium attached to these few jobs which are in the engineering and the tech sector. And this is also an outcome of the fact that we are surrounded by economies in Southeast Asia, which have also an equal amount of demand for these skills.
Rahul, is the wage increase next year expected to be equal across all sectors?
So it won't be equal across all sectors. Some sectors, like we rightly mentioned over here, the technology and the high-tech sector, it will be slightly higher. Sectors which are like in the hospitality, which will be slightly lower. We see traditionally growth is wage growth coming in at a higher level in financial services as well. But financial services is this year being at a total compensation level when we add bonuses and base and look at total compensation. We see that financial services total compensation growth may be slightly lower, but we'll see continued uptake on the base salary increase, which is what we have talked about in the salary increase survey.
Thank you very much, Rahul. And that was Rahul Chawla, Director and Head Rewards Solutions at Aon Malaysia. Now, we've also been running a poll this morning on the subject of salaries. And we're asking you, are you looking to change jobs? Because the salary increments have been poor. Now, so far, we've received about 85 votes and 56% of them said, yes, they are looking to change jobs. But the problem is, where are they going to go? 28% just said yes. 14% said, no, they're not looking to change jobs. Only 1% said, I run my own business. So, interesting result there, actually, from these 85 voters.
Well, Raul is basically telling you where to go, which is digital and tech, right? Because that's the highest increase in terms of salary. But, of course, you need to be trained for that. So, if you're not in the right space, a bit unfortunate. Because, let's face it, apparently, the World Bank has said that 30 to 40% of jobs that we know today will be gone in the next 20 years. I mean, IR 4.0, Internet of Things, automation is definitely the future.
And with that, different jobs will come about, right? Things like graphic designers, to this extent, weren't a thing, or even podcasters and all sorts of different things. So jobs will change, but the question is whether there will be enough of these new jobs to I guess, offset the jobs that will go.
And whether or not people will be able to adapt to them and reskill and upskill in order to fulfill the needs of these new jobs that are being created by Industry 4.0. So do continue to let us know what you think on the poll that's running on the BFM Twitter account at BFM Radio. Right now, though, we are heading into the 8 o'clock news. And after that, the Breakfast Grill, where I'll be speaking with Dr. Jane Goodall, primatologist and founder of the Jane Goodall Institute. Be sure to stay tuned for that after these messages and then the news. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.